You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, the five lies of Islam. Lie one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book, which it is not. So we've been talking about all of the Islamic wars and attacks. And, you know, more than anything, Israel's experiencing that, where on December 7th they came in and attacked them, and how they have this bloodlust, and shows exactly what's in the heart of every true Muslim. Every Muslim that believes what the Quran says, they get labeled radical Islamic Muslim, but they're the real Muslims. Most Muslims don't believe it, don't do it. They're pretty peaceful, but then they don't literally take the Quran for what it says. And, you know, we've, our history, 9/11, 3,000 Americans died that day. It was from practicing Muslims. You know, the federal building in Oklahoma City, the government covers this up. For some reason, they promote the Muslim. But there was a PBS documentary that showed that three Iraqi men bought the ammonium nitrate for the Oklahoma City bomb. They were behind it and part of the planning. And in Israel, there's a parable about a woman that lived with a man until she decided it was time to marry him. But when she approached him with the idea of marriage, he split. He didn't love her. The same arrangement exists between the so-called Palestinians and Israel. If they're forced to live together on the same land, you can either live together in peace or you separate. Well, they're not living together in peace, so they separate. They gave them the Gaza Strip in their own land, and then Hamas comes in, takes it over, and practices their radical Islam. So they can't live together in the same piece of land. There can't ever be a lasting two-state solution like this lie that's pushed upon the world that they want the world to believe can this mythical solution that can't exist. Because as long as Israel exists and has control of the land, it shows that either the Quran is false or that Allah lied. Neither one is acceptable to Islam. And, you know, Golda Meir said Israel will have peace when the Arab mothers love their children more than they hate Israel. And that just isn't going to happen. The press began to point out the so-called Palestinians and the amount of them that have been killed. But they never mentioned that King Hussein of Jordan killed 45,000 Palestinians in what's called Black September in 1970. Oh, they want to, you know, Israel is the apartheid and the oppressors. Never talk about the Muslims killing 45,000 of them at one time. The bottom line is that Muslims are never war criminals like they accuse the Jews or the Americans or anybody else of being war criminals. But the Muslims kill more Palestinians than anybody else. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.